This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's great to have you with us, and we head back to Norway now for another returning guest, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Lars Petter Stormo onto the podcast. Lars Petter, thank you for joining us once again today. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Brad. Hi.
Lars Petter, we haven't actually spoken much about nutrition at all and how it fits into your, in the greater scheme of things, into your triathlon plan. What's, as an overall umbrella, what's your nutrition sort of lifestyle like? How do you deal with nutrition?
I'm pretty relaxed feel about it. I eat healthy, normal healthy. Me and my wife, we make everything from bottom with the healthy products and natural products, but nothing extreme in either way. I never done that, and I love good food, and I wouldn't take that away. So just normal healthy food.
And it's simple. It sounds almost too simple, yeah. But that is the secret. The secret is there is no secret.
I think so. Just keep it simple and do what's natural and don't do anything to the extreme. Just keep it flowing, easy and simple.
From a training perspective and a racing perspective, how do you approach things to ensure that you're putting great performances?
I try to test out everything I'm supposed to or plan to use. But I think what I'm do well and what I gain a lot of is being adaptable, because you may have a plan, but the plan may not work, and you have to take nutrition from an aid station, or you get something that you didn't plan on getting, and just having a body that adapts to different kind of nutrition, I think that's really important, so you don't get stuck to one plan, and if the plan doesn't work, everything collapses. So I think being adaptable, I think that's very important also with the race nutrition.
It's interesting you talk about the using on course or not and being adaptable. Your triathlon career is quite interesting, because Norseman, you are allowed support, whereas the Ironman races, yeah, you're not. How does that – it's almost two different strategies essentially. How do you deal with that?
Norseman, nutrition-wise, Norseman is pretty easy, because you have the support team that can give you anything you like all the time. So there I make a plan, and I can more or less stick to the plan. But in a hard race like that, you never know what you want to have after 7-8 hours. So I also have a big backup box with the things that I might want to have. Because if I don't feel like energy bar, I don't feel like energy bar. So then I have to have a backup with chocolate or chips or something else. And after doing Norseman 5 times, I pretty much know what I need and what I want. So I'm getting better and better at it. But on the Ironman perspective, it's a totally different thing. You have to plan everything. And on a full distance Ironman, it's hard to get everything you need on the bike. It doesn't look if it doesn't look like a Christmas tree, and then I've seen a lot of things in the changing zones. So there I try to plan pretty much my nutrition, but also adaptable to getting from the aid stations along the way.
Special needs, do you use it, don't you use it?
I used it on Kona, or I had prepared something in case I needed it on Kona. I didn't use it on the bike, but on the run I had put out some extra gels to have on the special needs bag on the run. But other than that, I just have used the normal aid stations.
Okay. And race day nutrition, let's talk Ironman as an example, because like you said, Norseman I think is a bit of an outlier, and it doesn't really apply to if you're racing Kona. What do you do from a race day perspective? How do you race? What's your strategy from is it gels? Is it solids? What's the story?
Yeah. First of all, I think it's important the day before not to overeat, not to carb up or do anything, just normal dinner, and also breakfast, normal breakfast, what you're used to eating on the breakfast. Don't overeat there either. And then on the bike, I try to do some long working carbs, not too much sugar too early on the bike, because then I feel like the blood sugar is starting to go up and down, and then it's harder to control. So I try to stay away from the fast sugar products for more or less first part, half part of the bike. And after that, it's getting more and more onto the sugar gels. And also, I don't eat bars. I have these gels that are more or less like a bar, but it's a gel condition, so I don't have to chew anything. And the last part of the bike, and also out on the whole run, it's a lot of sugar. And on the run, it's almost just Coke. That's it. I take a couple of gels with me from T2, and then it's all Coke from there.
Do you think your mountain biking background from a nutrition perspective has helped you being able to adapt? Because on a mountain bike, you can't always get what you need at the time, because you might be going down a really tricky descent or a technical climb. Do you think that has helped your sort of race day nutrition strategy when it comes to Ironman?
Yeah, maybe I'm good at eating when I know I can eat. Because when I feel like you have to just prepare. I always prepare where I'm going to drink, where I'm going to eat, and everything like that. But also you have to adapt to the situation. So that's pretty good. And also my stomach is pretty good on taking down almost everything. And I think that's also maybe from a mountain bike background. It's a lot of shaking and the stomach has to take a lot of sugar gels while being shaking a lot. So I think that might be helping me.
Well, brilliant. Lars Petter, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to following your progress and seeing how the unfinished business goes, Kona 2017. And we look forward to welcoming you here in South Africa at Ironman Nelson Mandela Bay. Looking forward to that.
Thank you. Will be great races, both of them. Looking forward to it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.